We have a northeast wind at 3 miles per hour. After a midnight reading of 49, we're down from that. It is 44 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Prosecutors in Donald Trump's hush money trial could complete their cross-examination today of former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. He's been on the stand all day to Thursday.
Detailing how the magazine bought the story of former Playboy model Karen McDougal's alleged sexual relationship with Trump before the 2016 election and quashed it, a tactic known as catch and kill. Pecker described a thank you dinner at the White House and a meeting at Trump Tower where Trump said, "I want to thank you for handling the McDougal situation." Then asking, "How's our girl?" Pecker says he replied, "She's quiet. Things are going fine."
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The Environmental Protection Agency issued a new rule requiring coal-fired power plants to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. The government reported a big slowdown in U.S. economic activity during the winter, gross domestic product increasing 1.6%, down from 3.4% in the fall. This is ABC News. At the White House, Vice President Harris led a forum on criminal justice reform, talking about President Biden's recent clemency announcement for nonviolent drug offenders.
If we want to invest in the people of our country, and we're doing it both in terms of people who've been in the system and people who haven't been in the system, it's about access to opportunity.
Kim Kardashian attended. She previously worked with the Trump administration on criminal justice reform. ABC's Jason Nathanson says it's another new way to get your Harry Potter fix.
The 7 Harry Potter books have been turned into movies, an upcoming TV series, and several spin-offs. And now the books are getting new life with a new audio recording from Audible. The company will create audio recordings of all the books, not just with one person reading, but with a cast of over 100 performers. There will also be a new score, real-world sounds, the full immersive audio experience. No word who will voice the characters or when we'll hear the first book.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Cloudy today, blustery, with rain developing by midday, a high of 59, southeast winds at 15 to 25. Tonight, breezy, occasional showers and thunderstorms, a low of 51. Southeast winds, 12 to 22 miles per hour. Saturday, 76, variable clouds, breezy and much warmer, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. For Sunday, mainly cloudy, occasional showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 67. A few light showers possible Monday morning, otherwise a high of 68, 72 by Tuesday. Currently in Richland Center, following the midnight mark of 49, we are down from that to the present reading. Winds around 2 miles per hour, it's 44 degrees. Today is Friday, April 26th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
I've crossed were so swift and so deep. somehow the highways have led me to you, and now my direction is true. Peace within, peace within. You are my journey's end. Peace within, peace within. You are my journey's end. Hold me as the sailor, safe from the sea. Hold me as the drifter, so thankfully. Last under clear skies above, here in your harbor of love. Peace within, peace within. You are my journey's end. Peace within,
peace within,
peace within. Are my journey's end. Peace within, peace within.
No more wandering.
You are my journey's end. Peace within, peace within.
I'm going home.
You are my journey.
The Oak Ridge Boys featuring the Isaacs and Peace Within. Before that, a national anthem sung by Mr. Pat Boone, and we're underway with broadcast day here in Richland Center, Wisconsin, Friday, April 26th. We prepare for the weekend, getting you ready for the many things going on. Our community calendar is like double booked. There are all kinds of things going on this weekend. So we'll be here to tell you about that. We'll talk sports in about 10 minutes, talk about a Brewer win yesterday, and the Packers take a tackle, offensive tackle, in the first round of the NFL draft that started last night. Details a little later on. Let's get those chores started, shall we? Here's George Strait.
As far as all my friends can tell, I took her leaving where. Out with them, I don't let her memory rule the night. For the most part, I'm okay, but I still miss her in a roundabout way. A roundabout the time that midnight rolls around. phone, wishing she would call. And just the other day, I took her smiling face down off my wall.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
So long, pal. It's time to say goodbye. So long, gal. Dry the tear from your eye. Now that we are parting, it's hard to say goodbye. But I'll always love you as days go drifting by. So long, pal. Oh, do not feel so blue. So long, gal. I know you will be true. Always keep your chin up and a smile on your face. For there is no other can ever take your place. So long, pal. There is no time for tears. So long, gal. It won't take many years. So keep the home fires burning, for soon I'll be returning. So long, oh pal, so long. From your eyes. Now that we are parting, it's hard to say goodbye. But I'll always love you as days go drifting by. So long, pal. Oh, do not feel so blue. So long, gal. I know you will be too. Always keep your chin up and a smile on your face. For there is no other can ever take your place. So long, pal. There is no time for tears. So long, gal. It won't take many years. So keep the home fires burning, for soon I'll be returning. So long, oh pal, so long.
There you go, Al Dexter and So Long Pal. Going back in time a little bit on the old Light in the Milk House show, as we often do. We had couple of Al Dexter 78s at home. For you kids that don't know what a 78 is, it's a old record that broke really easy, and it was spinning really fast when it was playing. 78 revolutions per minute, by the way. And we had a couple of Al Dexter records, and they must have been popular or something with my dad's family, because the center hole was really worn,
And you had to get it like in the right spot. Otherwise, when the record played, it would go because it wasn't exactly circular. Today is Friday, April 26th. The Richland Center City Clerk's Office will be closed today. Lone Rock Village Rummage Sale and Library Book Sale is going on today and tomorrow. Be aware of that. And the Friends of Blue River Jigsaw Puzzle Competition happens today. Doors open at 6 p.m. Competition starts at 7. Always sounds like a fun time. You can get your puzzle teams of four people, or you could just show up and they'll team you up with another puzzler as well. Bring your own beverage and snacks. For more information, send a message to Friends of Blue River Facebook page or call them at 608-537-2683.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Spring. It's a season full of transformations and promise, and the beginning of a very busy time for farmers and ranchers across the nation. It's time to anticipate a planting schedule and to make plans for inputs that may both be hard to get and afford. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make or model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Get ready for a feast at the Wazika Fire Department Fish Fry this Saturday. Serving up all-you-can-eat fish and fixings starting at 3 p.m. at the fire station. Enjoy beverages on site or grab your meal to go. Plus, don't miss out on the excitement with gun raffles, prize giveaways, basket raffles, meat raffles, and a live auction. It's a delicious event for a great cause. See you there.
19 minutes after 5, an update on sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in high school baseball, Richland Center was an 8-3 winner over Dodgeville. It was Riverdale 5-2 over Highland.
Weston got the win against Seneca, 9-1. Ithaca took two from Lafarge, 11-4 and 8-0. And Wazika Steuben, a 10-0 and 18-12 winner in a doubleheader over North Crawford. Softball action last night, Riverdale 9, Southwestern 8 in a game heard on the radio. Ithaca swept Lafarge 6-1 and 15-5. And Kickapoo was a 6-4 and 10-4 winner against DeSoto. Highland softball beat Judah Albany by a final of 5-1. Hillsboro 5-2 over Bangor. Also, it was a win for Prairie du Chien over Dodgeville, 14-3. Girls soccer, Wisconsinites Barneville over Richland Center, 8-0. And Platteville Lancaster edged Reedsburg, 3-2. Gary Sanchez hit a pinch hit, two-run home run in the eighth inning, lifting the Milwaukee Brewers to a 7-5 win over the Pirates and a series split. Sanchez drove an 0-2 sinker at 101.9 miles per hour from Aroldis Chapman to right field with two outs, putting the Brewers ahead 6-5 yesterday. Two of his three home runs came in the series, including on Tuesday when he produced Milwaukee's lone run in a 2-1 loss. The Brewers open up against the Yankees this weekend in interleague play. Philadelphia 5-0 over Cincinnati, Colorado 10-9 over San Diego, and the Dodgers 2, Washington 1. In the American League, Minnesota 6, the White Sox 3, Kansas City 2-1 over Toronto, Cleveland 6, Boston 4, Seattle 4-3 over Texas, Oakland 3-1 over the Yankees, and the Cubs took Houston in interleague play 3-1. From the NBA playoffs, Orlando 121 and Cleveland 83, Philadelphia 125, New York 114, Denver 112, the Lakers 105. Word is from the Bucks camp that forward Chris Middleton status for Game 3, tonight's Eastern Conference first-round playoff series, is uncertain after he hurt his ankle in the last game and did not practice on Thursday. The Packers addressed a position of need and departed from their usual strategy of targeting defensive players in the first round by selecting Arizona offensive tackle Jordan Morgan with a 25th overall pick in the NFL draft on Thursday. This was only the second time in the past 13 drafts that the Packers have selected an offensive player for their first round pick. From the NHL, it was Florida 5-3 over Tampa Bay and Carolina 3-2 over the Islanders. By the way, if you didn't hear, Caleb Williams is headed to the Windy City, going to the Bears. He was the number one overall pick in the beginning of last night's NFL draft. That's a look at sports today.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
5:23 the time. Good morning. Well, we're approaching the weekend, and you know what that means. We need a really, really hopefully you're not still snoring. Got to wake up. A rip snorting aerobic polka. Here we go. Thank you. Polka Padre with the Red Wing Polka right there. Good for what ails you. Stretching out and getting ready and getting me set for a breakfast, a hearty breakfast of some Lucky Charms a little bit later on. Hopefully nobody took the prize out of the bottom of the box. Farm news and markets about 5 minutes away. This is Sawyer Brown.
Operator, we must have a bad connection. If you've got someone more than me, I changed my number when she changed her mind. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Operator, now we've been disconnected. How does she keep getting through? I won't have a choice. And if I hear a voice, operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line.
Sad and lonely, and all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Ever hit the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Biggest fool that's ever hit the big time, and all I gotta do is act naturally.
Buck Owens and the Buckaroos this morning here at WRCO. It is 44 degrees. We're headed toward 59 later. Cloudy and blustery, rain developing by midday. Breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low of 51. Variable clouds, breezy and much warmer Saturday. Isolated showers and thunderstorms possible and a high of 76. South to southwest winds at 15 to 25. Saturday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Some could be strong early in the night, 55 for a low. And for Saturday, for Sunday, occasional showers and thunderstorms and 67. 44 right now. In Richland Center at 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Black cutworm moths have arrived back in Wisconsin. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Wisconsin ag officials say black cutworm moths have arrived in the state and in big numbers. The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says it's the second straight week their pheromone traps have collected a significant number of moths. As of April 25th, the 50 traps have caught 126 moths. The earliest flight this year was recorded March 31st. Now the two flights labeled as intense have occurred. State experts say it will be about 300 growing degree days until the eggs hatch, bringing the crop-damaging larval stage. A Wisconsin pet food manufacturer is expanding. Nestle Purina has announced a $195 million project in Jefferson, where Purina will increase production of wet pet food brands by nearly 50%, including ProPlan, Fancy Feast, and Beneful Incredibites. They'll add 35,000 square feet to the facility. Expansion is expected to bring another 100 jobs to the Jefferson plant as well. Purina has operated in Jefferson for nearly 115 years. The Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs, Alexis Taylor, is optimistic about future trade opportunities with India. Taylor told reporters Wednesday that the country reduced tariffs on several agricultural products in 2023.
USDA estimates that these tariff reductions could expand trade by an approximately $345 million this year alone in additional exports.
Taylor says India currently prohibits ethanol for fuel use, but the country is committed to making E20 available by 2025, and that's good for U.S. corn and ethanol industries.
Whether it's on expanding exports of ethanol to be able to go to fuel directly, or even the feedstock to be able to support their own ethanol production.
Taylor says that would also provide the added byproduct of DDGs that could be used to address the country's animal feed shortage. A market analyst says the corn futures market is looking for a reason to push above 450. Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing tells Brownfield,
if it doesn't mean we're going to crash and burn, but it could mean we see a simple 10-cent pullback and prices then continue to trade in a sideways pattern until we get a little bit more news out of the safrinha crop in Brazil, until we get a better idea of our planting pace here and how summer weather patterns are starting to look.
Bloom says outside influences like the Federal Reserve's June 12th meeting could also spur the markets. A southern Illinois farmer says planting season is well underway. Ralph Voss is in Clinton County.
We're about half done with corn and ain't put a bean in the ground yet.
He says field conditions have been ideal. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Timsuck Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a bigger sale last Wednesday. Large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $175 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. 2018 Case IH large square baler, boats, lawnmower, farm machinery, and much more ending May 15th at 6 p.m. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
An active day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day sharply lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was another round of direct cash cattle business following Thursday's light trade. Live deals in the south were at $182 to $183, fully steady to a dollar higher than Wednesday. In the prior week's weighted averages, dress business in the north was at $294 to $295, $2 to $3 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. More business is expected to develop before the end of the day Friday. At the OKC West Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers were $5 to $7 higher, with instances of $10 higher on lighter cattle suitable for grazing. Feeder heifers were $2 to $5 higher. The USDA says demand remains good to very good, and quality was plain to average with a few attractive. Medium and large one feeder steers, 850 to 887 pounds, brought $225.50 to $238. Feeder steers, 951 to 988 pounds, brought $215 to $219. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 705 to 740 pounds, brought $230 to $245. Boxed beef closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 8 cents at $295.66. Select was $201 lower at $288.41. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, down 7,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a light negotiated run. Processors have been pretty aggressive recently in their procurement efforts as they've been working to meet demand needs with this recent uptick in slaughter pace. It was a solid week for export sales again, but long-term demand concerns do pop into the market every now and again. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 278 lower with a weighted average of 88.71. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.87 lower with a weighted average of 90.12. The Western Corn Belt down 280 with a weighted average of 89.53. And the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 87.67. Pork values closed firm up 22 cents at 97.44. Ribs, hams, picnics, and bellies were all higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, down 1,000 on the week, and up about 10,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle into the day higher, watching direct business develop, and lean hog futures were sharply lower, pressured by lower cash business and long-term demand questions. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Another light round of direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs ended the day lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Market Update. There was another light round of direct cash cattle business that took place Thursday. This follows the light trade on Wednesday. Live deals are marked at $182 to $183 in the south. Those are steady to a dollar higher than the week's previous business and last week's weighted averages. Dress business in the north was at $294 to $295, $2 to $3 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. More business is expected to develop before the end of the day Friday. Cash hogs ended the day sharply lower with a light negotiated run. Processors didn't get aggressive in their procurement efforts Thursday afternoon, and prices reflected that. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 278 with a weighted average of 88.71. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.87 lower with a weighted average of 90.12. The Western Corn Belt down 280 with a weighted average of 89.53. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson.
is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
In the cicada world, this year is different. I'll tell you why next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Since this program airs in many different parts of the country, some of you will see and hear the upcoming cicada emergence only on television or the internet. This is a rare year for cicadas, with two brood hatches at roughly the same time. Kansas State University entomologist Raymond Cloyd.
April through June is the emergence of brood 19 and 13 of the 13 and 17 year cicada. They're not going to harm you. They're just out mating, and then they'll lay their eggs, and then they'll die out.
While they can be very noisy, cicadas are considered relatively harmless where humans are concerned. Cloyd says, however, they do pose a problem for trees and bushes.
They can lay 20 to 30 eggs in what we call these egg nests, and those can actually damage some branches. So later on, after the adults kind of phase out and die out, you might start seeing some flagging or branch die back, especially in oaks and other large trees.
Cloyd says you can put netting around trees and shrubs to protect them if you're in an area where cicadas emerge.
I have been through two of these, and I think it's worth the travel to go see millions and millions of cicadas, adults just flying around. And they're not going to harm you. They're just out mating, and then they'll lay their eggs, and then they'll die out. From an entomological perspective, it's a phenomenon.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Flavored milk stays in school, but extra sugar gets detention. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The new USDA school meal standards to strengthen child nutrition keep flavored milk in school, but like some other categories, milk will need to have less added sugar soon. Starting in the fall of 2025, flavored school milk in the lunch and breakfast programs and milk sold a la carte must not have more than 10 grams of added sugars per 8-ounce serving or no more than 15 grams per 12-ounce serving. That's a goal the dairy processors have already been working on, as USDA says 37 fluid milk processors representing more than 90% of school milk had already committed to that new standard. USDA kept current requirements for milk in school meals. Schools continue to have the option to offer fat-free and low-fat milk, flavored and unflavored, K through 12 students, and to sell fat-free and low-fat milk, flavored and unflavored, a la carte. Unflavored milk must be offered at each school lunch and breakfast meal service.
Milk futures were higher and the cash dairy prices steady to higher Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. May Class 3 milk was up 40 cents to 1818, June up 29 to 1820, July up 20 cents at 1851, August up 25 at 1877. September through November contracts range from 15 cents higher in November to 17 cents higher in September. Dry away was up 1.25 cents at 38 and a quarter with four sales. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 174, one sale at 173. Cheese barrels unchanged for a fourth straight session at 177, two sales at that price. Butter unchanged at 296 and three quarters, but no sales. Not that dry milk up 1.25 cents at 111 and a half, one sale at that price. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Here's a look at today's forecast, a high of 59, with rain developing by midday today, southeast winds at 15 to 25. Tonight, breezy, occasional showers and thunderstorms, and a low of 51, 12 to 22 mile an hour winds. Saturday, variable clouds, breezy and much warmer, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible, a high of 76. Saturday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, some of which could be strong early in the night, a low of 55. Sunday, mainly cloudy, occasional showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 67. So it looks like a rainy spell coming up. We prepare for that. After a midnight reading of 49, our temp is down to the current mark, which is 44, the overnight low. 13 away from 6, this is the Light and Milk House Show. And here is Marty Robbins.
Hands that are strong but wrinkled, doing work that never gets done. Hair that's lost some of the beauty by too many hours in the sun. Eyes that show some disappointment, and there's been quite a lot in her life. She's the foundation I lean on, my woman, my wife. Every day has been uphill. We climb, but we can't reach the top. I'm weak, and I'm easily discouraged. She just smiles when I want to stop. Lips that are weary but tender, with love that strengthens my life. A saint in a dress. But died when the winter was new. I lost control of my mind and my soul, but my woman's faith carried us through. When she reaches that river, Lord, you know what she's worth. Give her that mansion up yonder, 'cause she's been through hell here on earth. Lord, give her my share of heaven. If I've earned any here in this life, 'cause God, I believe she deserves it. My woman, my woman.
Wait a minute, slow down. No. Okay, got it. Yes, that's Lori Morgan on WRCO at part of No, Don't You Understand. A reminder, Scenic Bluffs Community Health Centers will be holding the 14th annual Dandelion Dash tomorrow at Scenic Bluffs Cashton. The dash will begin at 5. The same day registration starts at 8. Pre-registration is available at scenicbluffs.ticketleap.com.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Farm families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, that is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. We'll get ready for several unsettled days across the region as a powerful storm system out around western Kansas and Nebraska slides northeast. This will bring us some off and on rain from afternoon into tonight. Even a chance of a couple of strong thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night as a cool front sags into the area. Then a new storm coming in from the southwest could bring us kind of a widespread rain once again by Sunday morning. So rain totals still look to be on the order of several inches through the entire weekend. Temperatures will warm up tomorrow and a little bit cooler on Sunday, but staying relatively seasonal into next week. So today, look for cloudy and blustery conditions, rain developing by midday, high near 59 degrees, and the wind southeast between 15 and 25. Breezy tonight with occasional showers and thunderstorms, low 51. Tomorrow should be variably cloudy, breezy, and much warmer, feeling a little more like summer with a high of 76 degrees. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, but a lot of dry time as well. South to southwest wind 15 to 25. For Saturday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Some of those could be strong throughout the early part of the night with hail or gusty winds. Low temperature in the mid-50s. On Sunday, mainly cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. High near 67. As we head into Monday, a few light showers possible in the morning, otherwise breezy with some patches of sun by afternoon. Low 53 with a high of 68. Tuesday, increasing clouds. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Low 46 with a high of 72. Wednesday looks partly cloudy and nice, low at 46 with a high of 69. And next Thursday, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy otherwise, low in the mid-40s with a high near 63. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Right now, mostly clear skies. We're looking at 62, which was yesterday's high, and better than that, maybe in some areas today, again, as Tony mentioned, but looks like quite a bit of rain on the way for the next few days. Yesterday, with that 62 high, a little cool in the afternoon, but still some sunshine. Record high for this date, 84 in 1962. Record low, 26 in 1976. Last year's high was 56, and the low, 29. Sunset time tonight, 7:57. Sunrise time will be around 2 minutes after 6 this morning. The air is calm, barometer at 30.05. No precipitation today. Following a midnight reading of 49, it is 44 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by